Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim, Sarah, Basab, Yaakov, Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah Dalet tells us, Makam Shenagu Lechol Tzli B'Leilei Pesachim, Eichlin. Makam Shenagu Shaloi Lechol, Ein Eichlin. In a place where they have a minug to eat roasted meat on Seder night, so they can do so, but in a place where they have a minug not to eat roasted meat Seder night, they're not allowed to do so. Now, why would there be a minug not to eat roasted meat Seder night? That's because we know that the Karban Pesach was roasted. And over here, we're talking about eating roasted meat in Chutz La'aretz, or outside Yerushalayim, where obviously the Karban Pesach is not eaten. And they were afraid that it's going to look like he's eating the Karban Pesach outside Yerushalayim, so therefore they had this minug not to eat roasted meat Lel Pesach. Another minig related thing. Makam shenagu lahadlik esaner b'leila yom kippurim madlikin. Makam shenagu shaloi lahadlik ein madlikin. In a place where they had the minig to light a lamp in their bedroom on Leil Yom Kippur, so they do so. In a place where they have a minig not to light it, so they don't do so. Now that's only a lamp in a bedroom. However, umadlikin b'bat hakenesias u'b'bat hamidrashos, they do light lamps and candles and shul and base medrash. This is on Yom Kippur. That's because of kavod hatzibur and because the people need light. And uvemavayos ha'afelim, in dark alleyways, which also need light. V'algabi hachaylim, and by sick people. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, Makam shenagu lases malacha b'tish above, eisen. Makam shenagu shaloi lases malacha, ein eisen. In a place where they have a minig to do malacha on Tish above, so they could do malacha. In a place where they have a minig not to do malacha, so don't do malacha. Now, why would they have a minig not to do malacha? So that's because of the following. We know that a person who's in Avelos has an Isser to do malacha. However, that's only if they have an Avelos Chadasha, a new Avelos. Let's say a person's parent passed away, Loyalenu. So that's an Avelos Chadasha. That's a brand new Avelos, and they're not allowed to do malacha. But the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, which is what we're mourning on Tisha B'Av, that's not an Avelos Chadasha. That's an old Avelos. So there's no halachic Isser malacha on Tisha B'Av. However, some still had the minig not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. So if a person's in such a place, he's not allowed to do malacha. And uvachal makim, says the Mishnah, in all places, even in a place where they have the minig that you could do malacha on Tisha B'Av, talmid chachamim betelim, a talmid chacham, he should not be doing malacha. That's why he should have a constant focus on the velus of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, La'olam yasa adam atzmei talmid chacham, a person should always make himself like a talmid chacham, specifically in this regard, and he should not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, even if he's in a place where they do malacha on Tisha B'Av, and it doesn't look like he's trying to be haughty or chashov, look, I'm so special, I'm a talmid chacham, because it's important to mourn for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah goes back to talking about Erev Pesach. V'chacham ma'irim l'chachamim say, B'Yehuda hayu eisen malacha ba'arvei Pesachim ar chatzais. In Yehuda, they did malacha on Erev Pesach all the way up till chatzais. Uba Galil, in Galil, loy hayu eisen kol ikar, they wouldn't do malacha Erev Pesach at all whatsoever. Now v'halayla, what about in the nighttime before Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is the 14th, so what about the night before Erev Pesach, the night of the 14th, which is the night of Bedikas Chametz? Are they allowed to do malacha then? So Beis Shammai Eisrin, Beis Shammai said, no do malacha then. Why? So that's just like regular Yontif. We have the day of Yontif, and we know the night beforehand is also considered Yontif. So too, the day of the 14th is usher to do malacha, so the night before the 14th is also usher to do malacha. However, Beis Hillel Matirin Adon Netzachama, Beis Hillel allows one to do malacha the night of the 14th, up until Netzachama, once it becomes Netz, that's already the morning of the 14th, so it's usher to do malacha. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to talk about this Isser Malacha Erev Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.